This is Jay Sekulow coming to you live from the European Center for Law and Justice offices in Strasbourg, France. A major update on the issue of broadcast freedom.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah. Oh.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm coming to you from Strasbourg, France. Stan Bennett is in our offices and the studios in Washington, D.C. We've got a major update on the Fairness Doctrine we want to talk to you about. Also, very important, a major development that we've seen the last few days that we've been here in between Israel and in Europe, and that is, folks, the threat of radical Islam. We're not even getting a tip of the iceberg of what's going on in the United States. We just see a very small portion of what's going on globally, and the threat from radical Islam aimed particularly at eradicating Israel, but also, let me tell you this, folks, Christianity from the face of the earth. We're seeing it in ways you would normally not experience because of our work here in Europe and also in the Middle East. So I want to talk about a number of things today. Number one, you remember that case from a couple of weeks ago in Texas involving the group, the Council of American Islamic Relations? We want to know where else that might be happening around the globe. That's number one. Number two, we want to know what your thoughts are about the nature of the fight with radical Islam, how you see that playing out, how do you see that developing in your own community. And I also want to talk to you about some developments on broadcast freedom. So all of this is interrelated with each other, and I will tell you this, that when it comes to these issues, it's very important that your voice be heard. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Your comments on these topics, broadcast freedom, radical Islam, the nature of how this is going to play out, not only in the upcoming election with policies, but also importantly, what does it mean for Christianity? What does it mean for Israel? We're here in Europe. There's a lot going on. You give us a call at 800-684-3110. We're thrilled that we're able to broadcast to you today live from Washington, D.C., and also from Strasbourg, France, where Stuart Roth is with me here. Let me first go to Stan Bennett. You've got a major update on another congressman moving in the right direction. So one by one, we're getting there.
Jay, this is really great news, and we are making progress. As our listeners know, we need to get 218 signatures on this discharge petition to move the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the floor of the House for a vote. We reported on Friday that we thought that Congressman Robert Whitman of Virginia would be joining the discharge petition. We are pleased to report to you that he has indeed joined. Now, when you go online, when you try to find his name, you won't find it until they return from the July 4th update. But we talked with his chief of staff on Friday. He has agreed to sign on. He is in favor of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. So that brings us to 197 signatures. We're just 21 short of the 218 we need. While the members are home for the July 4th recess, you need to go out. You need to tell them to sign this petition. You also need to sign our petition at 877-989-2255. We're getting close, Jay.
I'll tell you something, folks, major progress. But I want to ask you this question. I want the entire country to weigh in on this because it ties right in. The issue, do we understand in America the threat from radical Islam? Do you think our politicians get it? Do you think that the pastors in the pulpit get it? Stuart, we've only got about 30 seconds left here. This issue, we're seeing it up close here in person. Europe is quickly becoming Arabia if we're not very careful here.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Jay. And of course, we just got back from spending 3 weeks in Israel, and the Christians, and there are Christians in Israel and the Middle East, they're under tremendous pressure. They're getting pushed out of their country. They're being denied basic civil liberties. Christianity is under attack.
I'll tell you something, folks. We want to hear your comments on this. Our phone line's again open for you at 800-684-3110. Justice Scalia said we're in a war with radical Islam. It's more than just on the battlefield. We want to talk about that again, 800-684-3110. Now, as Stan just mentioned, we've seen just in the last week two more congressmen move in favor of broadcast freedom. We need to get that discharge petition through. In order to do that, it is critical that we hear from you. It really is important that your voice be heard in this. So here's what we want you to do. As we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones right now, add your name to this petition. Over 3,500 of you did that this weekend alone. Let's keep this momentum up. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-877-989-2255 to take a stand for freedom. You can also go to aclj.org or call us right now, 877-989-2255.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684 is the number, and we're talking to you about a variety of issues today. Something that's got us very concerned, Stuart mentioned it right before the break, and that is this. We're seeing firsthand here in Europe, but also in the Middle East, the threat of radical Islam. And at the same time, I want you to look at that threat, understand the nature of that threat, and then realize that there's an attempt to silence Christian and conservative talk radio. That's going on at the very same time. And this is a very dangerous and troubling, Stuart, combination. It really does. It's coming out of the same idea that basically silencing our voices, then you don't find out about these issues, which is what they're trying to do. But you take the radical Islam, you couple it with the trying to silence our voices, this presents a very dangerous scenario.
Well, absolutely. I think the people in America really need to be aware of what's going on in Europe, because what's going on in Europe is going to transcend its way and come across the ocean into America. And what's going on in Europe, as Jay said, it's Arabia. And they're right now we're in France, and they are really, really concerned because the radical Islamic population in this country has progressed unbelievably. And just as a matter of the birth rate, they keep increasing in numbers and numbers and numbers. And soon this Western democracy will be in trouble.
Than, let me ask you this. I want to follow up with Stuart just said, and folks, we'll be taking your calls in just a moment. I know all the lines are jammed right now. We are moving forward on broadcast freedom. We've garnered almost 170,000 names on our petitions. We need to get to 200,000, but the magic, I guess, the key number is 218. We're going to be close to, it looks like, by July 4th, close to right either at 200 or close to it. We've picked up a number, about probably 10 in the last 3 weeks. There are still some Republicans that haven't joined, as well as a number of Democrats, even those that have voted for broadcast freedom.
Well, that's right, Jay. And here's the encouraging thing. I mean, you mentioned the number of our listeners that have signed the petition, over 160,000. I think you said close to 170,000. I'm actually compiling them right now, and I tell you what, they fill a small room in the office. It's almost hard to get to my desk. But here's why that's important. The very reason that these members are coming on board is because of these listeners that have signed our petition. When we deliver these petitions, we break them down by state and by district. And what happens is they hear from all these constituents, and they call us, and they say, well, why are all these people contacting me? What are they all in favor of? And we have the opportunity to lay out for them the situation, and then we can explain it, we can educate them, and they go in turn and sign the petition. So we are seeing a real impact, but you're right. There are two Republicans that still need to sign the discharge petition, Ralph Regula of Ohio and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. And Jay, the two Democrats that you mentioned that actually are co-sponsors of Mike Pence's Broadcaster Freedom Act yet refuse to sign on the discharge petition because Nancy Pelosi has told them not to, they are Jason Altman of Pennsylvania and John Yarmuth of Kentucky. So if you live in those states, those four members are our next targets.
I'll tell you what, not only are they the targets, we clearly are identifying them and saying it on air, folks. These are people that would vote the right way if they'd allow a vote. You realize what Nancy Pelosi's done here. She's trying to silence our voice, and we're coming to you from Strasbourg, France, and Washington, D.C., the capital of Europe and the capital of the United States, and we're doing that today. But what we need you to do is, before we go to our phones and take your calls, you go to the phones and you call this number right now and add your name to this petition. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also, of course, go to aclj.org and sign up online. We're getting a call on a variety of issues. Let's go to Doug calling from Virginia on line 5. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how are you doing today?
We're doing great.
Throw out a couple things your way and get your comments on them.
Sure.
I believe there was a recent case in Canada with a gentleman who had said something negative regarding either women in Islam or veils, and the Human Rights Tribunal that they have in Canada, I believe, has found him guilty. And I wonder how that would pass down here. Also, secondly, I believe there's some issue of parallel courts, so to speak, attempting to implement Islam in certain European areas where they have predominantly Muslims. And the last thing
there's truth to that, is they've got what they call ecclesiastic courts. We just had our students at Regent University studying this issue. And by the way, in our program here at Strasbourg, France, we've got a student from, interestingly, you just mentioned Canada, from the University of Calgary in Canada that's down here. This is a serious – Islam is the forbidden topic to discuss. If you criticize Christianity, you get a free pass. If you criticize a Judeo-Christian values, you get a free pass. If you mention anything contrary to Islam, you are absolutely called on in all kinds of difficulties. Whether you're working in a place of employment, whether you're teaching in a school, to criticize Islam is now the forbidden sin. You can't do it. And the problem with this is it's called the defamation of religion. That's what they're trying to pass. What you're talking about, Doug, is they're trying to pass in Europe right now what's called the defamation of religion. And that would, in essence, do this. It would say if you criticize a religion, here Islam, you are now subject to criminal sanctions. This is what we're looking at in Europe. And, folks, as Stuart just said, it's not going to be long until we see the same things in the United States.
Well, that's why it's so important that we have the ability to speak about these things on air without the interference, without government mandating that basically we give equal time. We eat up our air time basically showing another side, another perspective on an issue that we want to talk to our listeners about. And this information that we're coming to you with from Strasbourg, from Jerusalem, from Israel before is really, really important because we're on the scene. We know what's going on. We're talking to the people on the ground about this radical Islamic threat and the fairness doctrine. That's going to prevent us, Jay, from basically talking every single day using our entire airtime allocation about these very important issues.
Folks, you go to your phone right now if you haven't already done so. The phone number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to the petition that's being put in place to make sure we have broadcast freedom, that we don't find ourselves subject to the so-called fairness doctrine. Again, 1-877-989-2255. On line 4 is Neon. Neon, welcome to the broadcast.
How you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to say, you know, the reason all these things are happening in this country is Christians have become too complacent. I consider myself a Christian extremist. I think the rest of the country needs to follow suit, stand up for what they believe in. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, we think you need to stand up for what you believe in. We think your voice needs to be heard. Than, let me ask you this from the political situation as it sits right now. What is your sense on the momentum? They're on recess now. When are they back in?
Jay, they're back in next week. They're only home for 1 week. But here's the caller really makes a good point because they only come back for a period of 4 weeks. So really we need to be to this 218 number within probably the first week that they're back so they have time to schedule it on the floor and bring it up for a vote. But the complacency that our caller talked about is exactly right. I mean, the only way that we overcome this hurdle is if folks don't be complacent, if they actually take an active role, if they actually hold their elected representatives accountable. And I think Stuart drew the parallel with all these issues perfectly. You know, we've discussed these issues on the air this week, whether it be Islam or Planned Parenthood or fairness doctrine. Well, if our folks don't become active in this fight, these conversations are going to come off the air altogether and we're going to lose the fight. So the momentum needs to happen fast. It needs to happen in that first week that they return, which is next week.
Let me ask you this, folks. If you, really underscore what Than just said, you need to make sure your voice is being heard here. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to this petition today, 1 877-989-2255. Now, let's go right back to our phones. Carol's calling from California on line one. Hi, Carol.
Thank you, Jay Sekulow. I'm, first of all, wanting to know, what is the proposition that we're petitioning against?
It's the implementation of the Fairness Doctrine. What we're trying to do, and that's a good question, Carol, we're trying to make sure broadcast freedom takes place. And that means a piece of legislation that will prohibit the Federal Communications Commission from implementing the Fairness Doctrine, because they don't need an act of Congress to do it. They just need to control the FCC. And, Than, we need to be very clear on that. So what Broadcaster Freedom says, no money's going to the FCC to do this. And what's the scope? You've got the exact bill number there and the language, Than, but it's very direct. And let's let people know what that is.
Yes, the bill is H.R. 2905. It was sponsored by Congressman Mike Pence of Indiana. And you make a great point here. The bill, technically what it does is it says that the FCC cannot now or any time in the future reimplement the Fairness Doctrine. See, as it stands now, five members of the FCC, so by a vote of 3-2, they could just re-implement it. And keep in mind, Jay, the next president gets to appoint another commissioner, so that could swing the balance. However, if 2905 passes, it removes from the FCC the authority to do this and retains for only Congress the ability to bring back the Fairness Doctrine. Every time that Congress has voted on this issue, it is defeated overwhelmingly. Last year when Mike Pence introduced his amendments, 309 members of the 435 voted against the Fairness Doctrine. So if we can keep power in the Congress, we're going to win this one.
Folks, this is one I think what Than says, right, we're going to win this. But there's a parallel between what we're talking about today, this kind of spreading of radical Islam throughout the country and around the world, and our ability to speak out against it. We want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are open, so you give us a call. We'll take your phone call. Than, I know we only got about a minute and a little bit here. We got an email question. Let's go to that.
Okay, we sure did. It's from Wesley from Oklahoma. He says, what I want to know is who will pay for the rebuttal, the airtime for the rebuttal? Will it fall under the main talk show, or will the one who makes the reply have to pay for it? And if they can't, will the program be forced to bite the cost?
Here's what's going to happen. You won't even get to the bite the cost analysis, because what's going to happen is they're just not going to run controversial programming. I mean, the fact of the matter is they'll just stop running programs like this, which will be deemed controversial. Because can you imagine, we're talking about radical Islam in Europe, what kind of response you'd get? What are you going to have on the Council of American Islamic Relations to respond, paid for by listener-supported radio? But that's exactly what would happen. So, again, if you got questions you want to email, just go to aclj.org, email us a question. Is that when that question came in? We're getting ready to take a break. While we go to the break, you go to your phones right now, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Now, if you've not signed on to this petition to make sure we can continue to broadcast just like this, you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
Back to the broadcast, coming to you from our offices at the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. Stuart Rofza with me here in our studios, in our offices here in Strasbourg, and also Fan Bennett is in our studios in Washington, D.C., talking about a variety of issues. Let's go right back to the phones. Kevin's calling from Florida. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Great.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what can we do? I'm down in Florida, but I want to know, what can we do with the Islamic situation that's going on with our schools and the school board, because I hear some things about them trying to teach certain things under the radar, in a way of speaking.
It's not so much under the radar. I mean, they're being pretty direct about this. We found out about the situation in Texas because the Ministerial Association down there really shed some light on it. But my concern is that the Council of American Islamic Relations is doing it in some town in Texas. You can imagine they're doing it throughout the country. We're going to have a grassroots effort put in place so we can monitor. Now, we got that situation resolved by a lot of external pressure and legal arguments that we made to the school district. But the fact of the matter is, we expect this is happening not just in Texas, but around the country. And I will tell you this, folks, it's not just around the country, it's around the world. Islam, if you speak out against Islam, you are labeled someone that's a hate monger, a xenophobic. They have a whole series of languages they want to give you. We have a statement on our website about the, quote, defamation of religion. Now, somebody would say, well, we don't want religion defamed. That's not what they mean. They mean if you speak out against Islam, you are held in criminal courts in the International Courts of Justice, or you violated UN resolutions. If you speak out against a religion like Islam, you are become the target. So it's very serious, and we're taking it serious. In fact, Matter Stewart, we had a lunch meeting today in our offices here in Strasbourg with Gregor Pupik, who's our senior lawyer here. And the fact of the matter is, he pointed out the reality that this is a serious, serious problem. And folks, I told Gregor I wanted him to put this in writing, and I'm going to send an email out on this next week to everybody so you understand the scope of what it is. There's an attempt to eradicate Judeo-Christian values, and Christianity in particular, off the map. They want Israel removed, but they want Christianity removed
as well. Well, Jay, it's a worldwide problem, and it's a problem in the United States of America. And I think, you know, to answer the caller's question, I think people need to be informed. Knowledge is power, and we need to understand that this is being taught in schools all over the country. It's been politically correct in the last decade or so to basically bash Christianity, bash Judaism, and uplift Islam and radical Islam, especially after 9/11. We have to understand what the terrorists were feeling, what they were thinking, where they were coming from, how oppressed they were, et cetera, et cetera. And what we've seen over the last 7 or 8 years is the outright teaching of Islam practices, culture, in our public schools in a manner that basically offends a lot of parents, but the parents seem to be the last people to know about it. It's exactly what happened in Texas. And Jay, I think you're absolutely right. It's happening in Texas. It's happening all over the country. Parents have to be involved. They have to know what the curriculum is. They need to go to the school board meetings, and they need to stay informed.
We're taking your calls on a variety of topics. Michael's calling from Tennessee on line 5, a question about the military and prayer. Let's take that call. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you? Yes, I had made a statement saying that I was upset about military taking prayer away now in the mess hall and before they go out on a mission, because it offends the Islamic race.
Right.
And I don't think that's right. They've been doing it for hundred years now. People are dying, and if they want to say a prayer before they go out and may lose their life, I think they should be allowed to do that.
Well, the ACLU has brought the People for the American Way and Americans United for Separation of Church and State have threatened a lawsuit against this tradition that's been around since the founding of our military involving chaplains in prayer. But you hit it right on the head early, Michael, and that is the fact of the matter is it's, again, this oversensitivity towards Islam to the point where you squelch everybody else's religious beliefs. It's a global problem. Trust me, this is not just a problem that's isolated. This is a global problem. Dustin's calling from Indiana on line 1. Hi, Dustin.
Yeah,
you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was calling in that regard. I recommend a book most people ought to read. And Evangelist John Boies wrote it. He served a year as state legislator in Indiana. It's called Islam, America's Trojan Horse, and has a lot of interesting things in there about Islam and our nation and how the government goes to bat for them every time something goes wrong in our country. And, you know, I think
that's because if you speak out against Islam, you are deemed a hate monger. You're deemed to be a racist. You're deemed to be bigoted. You can't even speak out. And they're talking about internationalizing this, what they call the defamation of religion. I'm going to talk about this next week on the broadcast from Strasbourg. Believe me, we're going to be doing a petition campaign directed at the United Nations on this, because this defamation of religion is outrageous. We've done a legal memorandum. It's posted online at aclj.org. This is very serious stuff. Angelos is calling from New York on line 4. Hi, Angelos.
Hi, God bless you, and thank you for doing the work of the Lord through law.
Thank you.
God bless you. You know what? I just want to ask you, where did this start? Our pastor just told us about this yesterday, and I just really wanted to know, where did it start? Why did it start? And was it because of the those that practice Islam? Is it from them that they did an outcry like we should as Christians? Because every religion, just about every religion, let's say Islam, Judaic, and Christian, should hold, for lack of better words, a high piety for their God, for God Himself.
You bring up a really important point, and that is, it is very organized. They have got a systematic structure in place globally to infiltrate the culture, government. The biggest concern right now in France, for instance, we're broadcasting from France, is the military. 15 to 20% of the French military is Muslim right now. The population growth here in France with the Muslim population is huge. And the fact of the matter is, it's breeding a radical form of Islam, and it's very dangerous. And we need to realize how serious this threat is.
Well, Jay, the thing about radical Islam, it's not pluralistic in that. You know, in a country that basically has an Islamic regime and a radical Islamic regime and leadership like Iran and some of the other countries in that area of the world, they don't allow other people to practice their faith. I mean, everybody is free to believe what they want to believe, but in those countries, Jews can't practice Judaism. Christians are getting pushed out and being discriminated against. But in other Western modern nations, Islam and Muslims can practice their faith along with other faith bases. So it's really a problem. So as Islam spreads through an unbelievable birth rate, there is a threat to the world population and democracies and Western culture.
Well, I'll tell you something, folks. We need to look at this and look at this seriously. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones right now. We want to make sure we can continue to tell you the truth and broadcast from around the globe. And to do that, we need to make sure that broadcast freedom is protected. Without you, it doesn't happen. With you, it will. Here's the phone number. Add your name today, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online there. Let's try to get one more call in before we call it a day, and that is Jane calling from California on line 5. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I wanted to ask two quick questions, if I could.
Sure.
Okay, first of all, can you explain the difference between the so-called fairness doctrine and the equal time rule, which I was confused at first about the whole situation before I looked them up on the Internet. And the second thing is, if the fairness doctrine is passed, would it also affect national public radio and History Channel and some of these other the public media that promote a particular viewpoint?
No, NPR will claim that they're a news organization only, so the news programs on NPR, which is most of their talk radio, will be exempted under news. And the Christian radio stations won't be exempted because they're not primarily news. They have talk radio on it like ours, but they have Bible teaching and Bible study, so it won't be the same exemptions. And then that is part of the problem here. It is going to create a very serious imbalance in the process.
Well, it is, Jay, and the caller hit it perfectly here. What it's going to do, the Fairness Doctrine would turn over to the FCC the ability and the authority to determine which issues are controversial and which ones trigger the Fairness Doctrine. So it's not just a matter of providing candidates equal time. It's letting the government tell you and me what we can talk about and then what we must counter it with. They're going to say all the things that you and I care about, like marriage and family and life and those issues. Those are the ones that are going to trigger it, not news organizations, not NPR.
Well, folks, here's what we want you to do, and we think this is a critical time for you to do it. We've got while they're on recess, we need to get to 200,000 signatures. You can pick up the phones right now, and you call our toll-free number. We're broadcasting to you literally from around the globe. We want to continue to do that, but we've got to have broadcast freedom in place. Here's the phone number you call right now. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to our website, updated information there. And again, another congressman signing on to get the petition heard at aclj.org. But you call your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow from France.